Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM at the Staples Center watching the Kings take on the Edmonton Oilers. And with about 2 minutes left in the third period, the Kings scored on a very controversial score.
Right.
A very controversial goal that held up. And now it is 3-3 going into overtime. And here to tell you how overtime in the NHL works is Jerry Wyshoski. How does it work in the overtime?
Well, in overtime in the NHL is basically a little different from overtime in other sports. This time we have, I believe, 12 minutes? No, 8 minutes. 6. 5. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. And they play until the first one scores.
And what if nobody scores?
And if nobody scores, there's double overtime?
Shootout.
The shootout.
The shootout, yeah. The shootout.
Jerry Wyshoski, man.
Not a lot of ice rinks in Lakewood, huh?
No, this is actually the first hockey game I've ever been to.
Is that right?
So, yeah.
Wow, you like it?
Yeah, no, I always enjoyed watching hockey when it's on, but right. Like I never really like followed it.
Does it look bigger? Cool. Does it look big?
That chick just flashed her, buddy, right there. You just missed it.
Oh, wow.
I swear to God, that chick just took a
top
of the picture.
Which chick?
Did you see that?
Which
yes.
Chick?
Some chick, she just walked up right now, right in the booth next to us.
That's right. Right, you are, Jerry.
But Tom, you see that all the time.
Yes. That's nothing that stands out in my mind.
All right.
I see it all the time.
All right, folks. It is again the third. It is the overtime. It's overtime here at the Staples Center, and let's try to get an update on what Gina Grad was doing with that Natasha.
Unbelievable.
In the corner. What's going on with the two of you,
ma'am? Gina Grad is having a wild night here.
I'm just being friendly. I mean, we're friendly staff, and I represent CBS, right?
So yeah, but you got her phone number. She got yours.
Well, I'm a producer, so I need to
producer?
Have all the...
You got to produce?
All the contact information.
But you guys made out on the air. I mean, that was wild.
Crazy.
Yeah, Gina made out with a chick on the air.
There's and nothing I wouldn't
Spearmint
do.
The Spearmint Rhino.
And
would you make out with Jerry on the air?
If you asked me to, I would.
You would?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Jerry?
I would. I'm not. Of course I would.
I love how casual. Like, yeah, you can take me or leave me.
I love the sacrifices you'll make for the show, Jerry. Yeah, I guess I would. Yeah.
Well, you know what really stands out, Tim? And I don't want to be, overly, descriptive. But when Gina made out with Natasha from the Spearmint Rhino, you notice that Gina was the aggressor. I mean, she really kind of took on that more traditionally dominant male role with the body language and the whole thing.
No, I mean,
Yes, you did.
Actually, Gina. You did. Actually,
you got real crazy over there.
You really did, Gina. You kind of got into it.
Because, she didn't drive tonight, so she's bombed.
Right, because Jerry picked her up.
Yeah, Jerry picked her up, and Jerry's looking to get a little something going at the end.
Jerry
here.
Picked me up in the hood.
Yeah, in his Mustang?
Yeah.
Did he actually stop the car, or was it a rolling stop? He just said, jump in.
It was a rolling stop because he was not comfortable. it was like a crip war.
Were you taken, because I always am, by how closely Jerry sits to the wheel?
I didn't notice. I was too overpowered with the cranberries blaring in the car.
Yeah, it actually looks like Jerry's sitting in front of the wheel.
Jerry actually drives from the... he sits on the dashboard.
He drives with his feet. You know we're just kidding you, Jerry. You're a good guy, right?
I know.
He gets so depressed. Jerry drives from the dashboard. He can barely see over his Santa Anita parking sticker.
Yeah, that is an obstruction, actually. Technically, I think if you consider Jerry's height and the placement of
it absolutely is.
Of that media sticker that he got. Now, how did you finagle that media sticker?
They just sent it. They send us passes.
Yeah, it's the one they keep sending the station to Doug Steckler.
Yeah.
But Jerry puts this media pass. It's about like the size of a softball, but it's a flat pass that affixes itself to the window, right?
Right. You have to stick it on there.
And Jerry puts it like in his vision. On the window. I mean, it's like, it's not even in the corner. It's like almost right in front of him.
Yeah, it's a solid, 10 inches up.
Oh, easily.
It's like absolutely. In the middle of the...
Well, I just want to make sure they see it when I go there, because then I get the free parking.
Get your freaking act together here!
All right. Please, Dougie, please, for God's sake. All right, I got a question for you here, Whitman.
Yes.
All right. I read something online today. I was buzzing around. I think a friend of mine emailed this to me. And it comes out of Boston, Massachusetts.
Right.
This couple was having sex.
Oh, boy.
And it was real rough sex.
Oh.
And she had asked him to perform the asphyxiation move where, you know, he asked her to choke her.
Oh, the blackout move?
Yeah.
Oh.
The blackout move.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, the blackout.
It's your first date move.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Absolutely. The sleeper hold?
Yeah. She dies.
Oh, no. She's dead?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
She dies from the rough sex. Does he go to jail?
Well, you know, this reminds me when I was much, much younger. Growing up in New York, there was a big story that involved that guy, Robert Chambers, was the name of the...
In the park, the suspect,
right, in Central Park. It was a similar story, Tim, where the girl died, and the allegation was that it was, you know, rough sex, and, he took her out.
Right. But he went to jail for it for a long time.
He did go to jail, yeah. It was a very sensational story. I mean, a lot of media attention and all of that.
Yeah, but see, I don't think that the guy should go to jail in this case.
Well,
if you ask somebody, if I said to you, Brian, punch me in the face, and you said, nah, I'm not into it. I go, no, dude, just punch me in the face. I just want to see what that feels like.
And see, you want to see what I have.
Yeah. And you're like, dude, I'm not going to do it. I'm like, dude, just punch me in the face. I'm not going to tell anybody. And you punch me in the face,
right?
I can't sue you.
Right, and so say I broke your nose or something.
Right. I can't then take you to court and say, you know, that guy punched me in the face. Your defense would be, the idiot asked me to do it.
Right, so I guess...
But let me ask you another question.
Yes, Tim.
If I say to you, I want you to cut me in half with a chainsaw.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I don't know why. Maybe I've had too much to drink.
Yeah, sure.
Or maybe I just, I've just had enough.
Or you just, at the moment, that's what you want, is to be severed with a chainsaw.
Right. And you do cut me in half. You're going to go to jail for that, right?
Yeah, and I would think deservedly so. I mean, somebody's got to know when to draw the line. Wouldn't you agree?
I think so. I think absolutely right.
And by the way, sexually also, Tim, I may add that sexually, you have to know when to say, you know, enough is enough.
Right. You got to know when to hold them and know to fold them.
Right. I mean, if a chick says, you know, asphyxiate me or, you know, take me out.
Right.
You know, sleeper hold style.
That's never been your preference, though, right?
No, absolutely not.
All right. Well, let's ask the audience, gang. If you kill a chick during rough sex, you going to jail for it?
Now,
hopefully Bob Miller will be down in time to answer that.
Yeah, I always recommend to take it easy. I mean, I'm not the sexpert here, Tim.
Yeah.
But I would say easy does it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, as you always say, though, your favorite thing to do during sex is nothing. Tommy, please.
Do you know I'm here, Tim? I'm right downstairs.
Yes, I saw you down.
Yes,
you're looking great.
Thank you.
All right, here are the phone numbers. Maybe Tommy can give them out.
520-9710 or 888-520-9710.
You've never killed anybody during sex, right?
No, absolutely not. I never miss a game. I never miss a game. I'm always here. And thank you.
All right. If you kill a chick during sex, should you go to jail for that?
Oh, Tim.
Listen, it's in the news.
I guess it's in the news. Yeah, I guess you're right. It is a topic.
Big news story.
Big topic, man.
All right, 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710.
Yep.
Now, I've been a...
Gina, great.
A big advocate of people not to do that, by the way.
Well,
now, you know, I've always been done charity work.
You've always said, Thank you.
Tell me about the charity, about the 10K I did last week for it.
Well, I mean, you...
I don't want to tell.
No, I mean, you were asked to do it, and you did it. I mean, you got out there and you got involved.
Thank you.
But I do want to say something, and I would kind of direct this toward Jerry, too. Something about it, the asphyxiation and the blackout move. You know, there are some guys...
Right.
...who, you know...
Who enjoy that. The self-asphyxiation.
Yes.
I'm not into that either.
And Jerry knows what this is all about. But...
come on, let's put that on the download, Ryan.
Yeah, but you know what? Hey, Tommy, the best way to asphyxiate Jerry is to take away his his asthma inhaler. Spray.
Yes. Take away his inhaler.
Oh, that's so great. All right. Here it says on the screen, the guy from NXS died from autoerotic asphyxia.
Right, that was Michael Hutchins. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How long ago did that happen?
That was probably 5 years ago, right?
The question for the audience here, should you go to jail if the chick or the dude dies during rough sex?
Yep.
I say no.
Oh, well, I
say unless you pull out a gun or, you stab somebody to death.
You got to know. I mean, even if you're asked to do, and, Tim, I don't want to get
it. It's all fair game. That's exactly right. All's fair in love and war. Yes.
Let's talk to Andrew on line 3 in Orange County. Andrew, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right. How old are you, dude?
Hello, Andrew.
Hey, dude. You ask me that every time. I'm 41.
Oh, this is we know who you are. They're nice to see you, man.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. You out of the porn business?
Yeah, I'm way out of that. I'm into other businesses. Stop calling me that.
And what's the other joke I make about you?
About my height.
No, you're running in the feature on Saturday?
Right, exactly.
Santa Anita? I tell you, I got 8 jokes.
But you rotate them nicely, Tim.
Thank you very much.
In fairness.
Thank you. All right, dude. So what, have you had an experience with this, man?
I had an experience with that. I had a girl with long blonde hair past her butt. She selected to choke her out with her own hair. And I did one time, and she passed out, and I had to revive her. And, I thought she was dead. I gave her mouth to mouth. She comes out of it, and she thought it was the hottest thing ever.
Wow.
You know what? I actually...
Jerry wants me your phone number, so hold on before you hang up.
No, Tim, honestly, I'm going to take a stand on this particular issue. There are some issues where I kind of ride the fence.
Right.
You know that. I'm a straddler of the fence.
Right.
But
not anymore.
This particular issue, I'm going to say, you know what? You got to say no. I mean, if a chick says to you, choke me out or put me in a sleeper hold.
You got to say no?
Yeah, you have. Yes, you have to police yourself. You have to know your own limits. You have to pass on that. I'm going to go on record.
Wait, so if you were with one of these chicks from Spearmint Rhino and they asked you for really rough sex, you just get in that Mercedes and go back to Lookalike?
No, I tie them up and put them in the closet for a month.
I just wanted to know where you were here.
Right. No, I mean, this is a different. These chicks so are. That's a different story. I mean, if it's like your wife or something.
Okay. All right. So the radio vibe is different.
Right. The radio vibe is totally different.
Right.
I mean, that's, hog time and throw them in the, his and hers closet for
all
a
right,
few
gang,
minutes.
This is very exciting. Overtime, and the Kings have the puck first.
Right.
And no goal.
Oh.
Wait a minute. No goal. Oh, they got screwed there.
Oh, wow.
All right. So Los Angeles Kings 0, Edmonton coming up here. Overtime at the Staples Center. So flip your TV on to, is it Fox Sports?
I believe it is, yes.
It's Fox Sports West.
Yes.
Fox Sports West.
Right.
And it's overtime. The most exciting few minutes in all of sports is overtime in hockey.
Yes.
And then we'll get back to our hot talk, man.
Well, you notice a crowd is really, really, the crowd is on its feet here.
Yeah. All right. Then the Edmonton Oilers are going to take a shot here. There's Wayne Gretzky with the Edmonton Oilers.
No, Tim.
And he's taking the puck down the top of the circle. Shoot, score.
Oh.
Lubomir Vizdovsky.
He made it look very easy, didn't he?
Yeah.
All right. Edmonton 1 and the L.A. Kings 0 after the first one. And they'll go best of 5 to begin with and then go 1-1-1-1.
Oh, man.
Very exciting here at the Staples Center.
This is exciting.
Or actually, the first 1-3, I believe, wins here. All right, so the Los Angeles Kings have their second opportunity here.
Here we go.
And... Off the post. Off the crossbar.
Oh, my goodness.
0. Los Angeles Kings 0, Edmonton 1, and coming up with the puck here. This is not looking good.
No, this is overtime, of course, Tim.
Yeah, the sudden death overtime, the shootout part of it.
Here we go.
And very exciting, so flip on those TVs to Fox Sports West, everybody.
Everybody is standing.
All right, everybody's standing up here at the Staples Center. It looks like almost a sellout here, huh?
Jerry, you should stand.
All right, he is. All right, here we go. Edmonton Oilers with their right. second shot here. And no, he stopped him.
Yeah, man.
Stop,
man. My.
All right. All right, the Los Angeles Kings coming up with the puck now.
Here we go. Now, let's get...
Kopitar is Jerry's favorite player.
It's time to get goddamn serious here.
Anze Kopitar! Here we go. Kopitar is an excellent shot here. He's going to tie it up for the Kings, hopefully.
Here we go.
Coming down the pipe. No!
Oh! Ah!
It's over, right?
No!
Yeah, he took first three shots, and he had to make that
the
one.
The crowd, they are headed for the exits. First, oh, my.
First three, the Kings got shut out.
Look out.
Oh, Babu.
Oh, Babu. There is a collective Babu from this crowd, man.
All right, so the Edmonton Oilers officially win 4-3.
Oh, Babu.
And the jinx continues.
Jesus oh, well, Christ. You know, again.
Oh, Babu.
It seems that whenever we're here.
Right.
It ends this way. I mean, not necessarily in overtime.
I know, it sucks.
But it always seems to end with the Kings, for lack of a better term, holding the short end of the stick.
Wait, what did he just do to you? Hold on 1 second. What did you just do to her, Jerry?
I didn't do anything.
What did you just
do? McIntosh just slapped her butt.
Oh, that wasn't you?
No.
Wait a minute. Let's talk to her, Kylie. Hold
come
on
here. Come here, baby.
What did he just do to you? Jerry Wyschowski just slapped you on the ass. I mean, you don't even allow that in the club, do you?
It's no there's no contact, right, in the club.
Oh, there's contact.
Yeah, but not that kind. I mean, they're not supposed to slap you on the ass like
no,
that.
No, that's mean.
All right. Now, you're here with your boyfriend, right? Or the?
No.
Oh, yeah?
I don't have a boyfriend.
Single guy, single chick, huh?
I've got to be single. If you're a stripper, you must be single. It's tough times.
Yeah. All right. Now, you get a lot of Sandra Bullock. You like people say you look like Sandra Bullock.
No, I've never heard that.
Yeah, you have.
I've never heard that. I've heard Hilary Swank and Eva Mendes and somebody else.
Oh, Hilary Skank.
That's Swank. Rick.
Oh, please, I'm in the middle of a sentence.
Now, you're not at all into the chicks because, you know, Natasha, you saw that she made out with Gina Grad of our show. You would not do
I
that?
Have made out with Natasha.
But you never made out with Gina.
I haven't.
Would you like to?
If she wants to.
If she wants to. If she wants to.
I will say, you know who she looks like? She looks like a taller, better looking Kelly Monaco.
Oh, Kelly Monaco.
Yeah.
And what
she?
Yes.
How tall are you?
Yeah, man.
I'm 5'8".
And how tall are you, Gina?
I'm 5'6".
Oh, okay. All right. Fairly close.
Now, Gina, earlier on, I believe it was in the first hour of the show tonight, Tim. It's all kind of, you know, meshing together. But Gina and Natasha from the Spearmint Rhino did make out. Gina Grad surprising the crowd, shocking onlookers here with her aggressive moves. I mean, she was like the dude. I mean,
right.
She was really getting into it.
Natasha's like that.
Yeah.
She wants to
No, Natasha wasn't like that.
She was dominating.
Was like that. Gina was dominating.
Yeah. Trying to take me home.
No, baby.
Gina was. Have you been home with her?
Gina dominated.
We've never been home together, but in the club we've had some fun.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. If people want to see you dance, what's the name you use?
Tasia.
Tasia.
Yes.
All right. Tasia down at Spearmint Rhino in Van Nuys.
Yes.
What days do you work?
I work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, sometimes Saturday.
All right. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. Look at Gina writing this down. Why are you writing it down, baby?
Gina's...
Hey, I'm the producer. I'm trying to stay on top of
it. I know. All right. All right. Tasia.
I just can't get enough.
All right. Jesus, Gina. You're so forward.
Easy. Easy does it tonight.
All right. Now, Gina, do you find Tasia attractive?
Yeah.
You do?
Oh, she's gorgeous. But, now, all the girls are gorgeous.
Is she more your type than Natasha was? Because they have very different looks. I mean, they're both very beautiful, but Tasia's a...
You're grabbing my ass again.
Oh, my God. Tasia has like a you know.
I'm brunette and she's a blonde. We're totally different.
Right. So it's a different.
It's a different vibe.
Yeah.
Totally. It's
and
totally different.
Which do you prefer, Gina?
I don't know. I have to say I've never thought about this before. As lovely, well, they're both lovely.
All right, but let's find out who's a better kisser. Okay.
All right.
All right. This is.
This is.
Yes. Yes,
Tasia,
she did. All right, this is Tasia.
Tasia
and Gina.
Oh, Gina.
Gina's taken one more sip of her garlic beer before she kisses you.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
Now, you've done this before, Tasia.
I've done it before.
You have, yeah. All right. Here we go.
All right.
This is way more pressure than with Natasha.
All right. Randy, we got a little music for in the background for this? All right.
Ooh,
here
this is
we
better
go.
Than that. Oh!
All right.
My ultimate narcissistic fantasy.
Oh, geez.
All right. Tasia and Gina.
All right, ready?
Here we go.
Hi, Tasia. Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Oh! Oh!
Oh! My God, Tasia is tough.
Yeah, Tasia. Wow, Tasia came at Gina there. Oh my!
She's good. Thank you.
Tasia, more aggressive than the chick you had earlier tonight.
Her name's Natasha.
Oh, I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Now look at Natasha over there flipping you off.
Knows a thing or two about a thing or two.
Whoa.
Now you notice Natasha, the body language, she's standing off in the corner with her arms folded, almost like the forgotten chick at all of this.
But you're wearing those expensive jeans, aren't you?
I am.
What do those run?
They're called Frankie B's. They're $200. Yeah.
$200?
And only super skinny girls can wear them.
Oh, but I thought you had like 3 or 4 pairs.
Yeah. I don't think so.
All right, Gina Grad, man, making out with almost everybody in the box tonight.
I don't know what's going on.
But you're making out with people. That's
your
problem.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Who are you?
Gina, please. All right, Gina.
Easy, Jim.
All right, Tasia. And you can see her at the club Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Yeah.
Now, why you take off Friday? You just say...
You know what? Sometimes I work Fridays, but I have to have one night off because I have to have a life a little bit, you know?
It's Shabbos.
You got kids?
I do.
You do? How many kids?
I have one.
How old?
He's 5.
5 years old? That's not bad.
Yeah.
All right. Where's the father of that kid?
He's in Orange County.
And you're not together?
No.
I should reintroduce you to a very good friend of mine.
You should.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I've met him a couple times.
You've got to get back together with
him,
man.
I do.
I agree.
I
know
where
you're going.
Yeah, man.
I don't know what you're doing in life.
I agree.
All right. Your 5-year-old doesn't know what you do?
No.
Okay. All
right. Why would I ever tell him?
Can we have him on the show sometime and...
If you want, give me a call.
Ratch out.
Let's not rat me out, though.
Gina, now you've learned after the fact that, I mean, you know, she's a mom, and the, you know, does this change everything? Or
it makes me more impressed. You know, like I'm not a mom, and she's half my size.
But you
she's
get you had
obviously
to see,
doing something right.
You had to see Gina funny. once Tasia said she had a kid. Gina instantly looks at her hips. To see if she's got those mother-bearing hips.
I don't. I'm very tiny.
Yeah.
Gina, if we could please, I mean, just in the moment we have, and we do not have a lot of time. I mean, we really are facing a...
She's about to throw up for some reason. Have you had too much to drink?
Yeah. It's not on me. I mean, on Jerry, the other way.
All right.
Compare Tasia and Natasha, because I believe, and this is just my perspective just sitting here, that you were dominated in this most recent encounter.
I was... taken, like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, you were dominated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, the Stable Center would like to announce that this is our last broadcast. They're looking for a classier show. All right, anyway,
we
thanks for coming by, Tasia. All right, Jerry, please, shut up. Christ almighty. All right, thank you, Tasia and Gina Grad, everybody. Let's hear it for these.
Yeah,
awesome. Natasha.
Yeah.
All right, Conway and Women live at the Stable Center on 97.1 Free FM.
I just can't get enough. And be sure to check out my leather picks.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Sitting here at the Staples Center, the Kings just lost in overtime. Sudden death to the Edmonton Oilers.
That was a heartbreaker, Tim.
Yeah, a heartbreaker. And we're going to have Bob Miller come down.
Cannot wait.
With Jimmy Fox, I believe, is the he's going to come down with Jimmy Fox. Is that correct, Gina? All right, Gina went up to talk to Bob Miller, and
only made out with 3 chicks on the way up there.
Yeah, how many people have you made out with tonight, man?
Officially, just the ladies.
Just the ladies,
just Tasia and Natasha.
Yeah,
man.
They were a piece of work.
Yeah. Now, are you going to go to Spearmint Rhino after this? After
yeah,
done
they
here?
Invited me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? You are really a trooper because if I was you're 29 years old, right?
Yeah.
And if I was at a sports arena, and I was a dude, I'm 29 years old,
right?
And I was hanging out with a bunch of 45 to 55 year old women, I'd kill myself. But Gina is a real trooper where she just says, no, you know, she just enjoys it. I mean, you're like hanging out with all your dad's friends.
Yeah, literally.
I mean, some
I've gotten a few say hi to Steve's since I've been here.
No, but I mean, some of the guys, you know, that that just split, I mean, you know, it could be your dad. How old's your dad?
He's
58.
Is he really?
Now, see, if I spent all night hanging out with friends of my mom, I think it would drive me crazy. All right, but anyway, thanks for doing that.
Anyway,
Natasha or
Tasia.
I think Tasia.
Is that right?
So you preferred the way that Tasia kind of, the aggressor.
If for no other reason than it's kind of narcissistic, I'm not comparing myself to Tasia because she's ridiculously gorgeous.
Here we go.
But she kind of, you know, we look maybe a little more similar because we don't have the...
Think Tasia is actually Gina's type. I think that, you know, she made out with both of those chicks, but I think Tasia is the one that she was most...
I think so.
Who could you live with if you had to live with one of them?
Is Tasia? There a fridge box I can camp out in, or I have to pick one?
All right. But maybe you guys can split a place, you know? You guys, you know,
split expenses.
Your $600 a month you spend in rent, and, you know.
We'll each month we'll each go in on the tracks.
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right. Now, Tommy, you were downstairs watching the game. What did you think about it?
Yes. It was unbelievable, Tim.
Yeah? You enjoyed it?
Yes. And...
what do you think about the overtime?
Really unbelievable. A lot of people have never seen a shootout.
Right.
And
who are the four guys that were, or the three guys that were involved in the shootout for the Kings?
I wasn't entirely paying attention, Tim.
Well, who do you think they were?
I'm not exactly sure.
Right.
Michael Hansus.
Yeah, he was one of them. And then who was the other guy?
Jean Sebastian Aubin.
Right, exactly. All right, congratulations.
But what happens here, Tim, is a lot of people come out and they've never been to a show before. And they've never been to a game. And maybe they're coming out for the very first time. And what happened here is there was a shootout at the very end.
Right.
And a lot of people, again...
Right.
I've never seen it. Or I've been to a game before.
It was a very exciting game. A lot of people were yelling through the whole game.
Yes. I didn't yell.
You did not?
No. No. You know, Tim, I have to keep my voice in tip-top shape.
All right.
Because tomorrow afternoon, I've got
to
be ready to go.
All right. I'll get a call tomorrow morning from Jack Silver about 8.
Thank you.
Asking why I sit there while you do that.
I will be sleeping, by the way. When that call comes in to you.
I know, you'll be sleeping.
I will be asleep.
He'll be on fire at 7:30 in the morning calling me from his car. Tim, what are you doing down there? I mean, you guys are doing a show from the Staples Center, and then you let that idiot go on and do Tom Likas like that.
Put some headphones on, bitch.
All right. I have no control. Listen, no. I can't sit there and tell people what
Please,
to say.
Please. I mean, I'm a grown man. I'm a grown man.
Not do that. All right. There's a game going on right now. Is that UCLA? And USC?
No. This is just a practice session going on.
No, I think it's two like colleges down there. It looks like it.
Well, they did. They forgot to bring their spectators.
All right, we got to take a break because Bob Miller's coming on. Bob Miller is going to be with us, and we'll take ourselves a short break and then come back and talk to Bob Miller and Jamie Foxx as well. It is the Conway Whitman Show. We're live at the Staples Center, around 97.1 Free FM.